Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ever miss something?
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
Think I'm a damn fool.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, why? All three letters are capitalized. Can't we hold?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wide receivers responsible for not being open. Quit! All capitals. Blaming coaches. Go watch film.
Oh, he's telling us to go watch film?
I got a life. And a wife.
And a wife and kids. Film is not something I'm interested in. But thank you for the opportunity to go watch it. Appreciate the suggestion.
Honey, dinner's going to have to wait. I got to watch the All-22.
Could you imagine if I said to my wife, hang on a second, honey, I got to watch the All-22 before we go out to dinner
Well, tonight. I know a guy.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, that worked out, right? Bigger carousel right now, college football or the fact that every Hardee's is closed?
Well, that sucks.
He's not happy with the Hardee's closing, is he?
I'm sure there's a lot of people pissed, dude.
I mean, you said it to me today. It was like a stunner. I'm like, God, when was the last time? We were for the last couple of weeks or whatever. Like, when was the last time at the Hardee's? I don't know. I came up Metcalf. The Hardee's is closed there now, too. Mm-hmm. Got on the interwebs. They're all closed in Kansas City.
Damn. Yep, the one on Metcalf.
You say damn. When was the last time you went to Hardee's?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, so don't say damn.
I did enjoy it when I went.
Damn. Yeah,
but it didn't happen.
And that's why they're all closed. Because everyone's like, oh, damn, Hardee's closed. Yeah, when was the last time you went, pal?
You know how like Burger King has the Whopper and McDonald's has the big one? What's Hardee's?
Yeah, what was their thing called?
Well, they had that burger that the girl was eating, you know, in the skimpy outfit during the Super Bowl that one year.
Was it the AJ McCarron's girlfriend?
Was it?
Oh, I think you're right about that.
Didn't she get that might have been the first NIL deal ever done.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because Brent Musburger was in a coma when they put her on the screen.
Oh, no, that's a different girl, I think, isn't it? Was that, who did you say?
I thought it was AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, that's right. I was thinking of the guy who came here from Alabama or Georgia.
Brody Croyle?
Yeah, no, the guy who was dating Casey before.
Oh.
What was it? Aaron Murray. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. But you're right. I think it is.
I thought so. I don't know. Maybe it was a blonde chick.
The other guy. But yeah, but
Luca, blonde chick.
What did Hardee's have? The biscuits?
Mm. Tear me up some biscuits. By the way.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Real easy question here on the Fan 965, our Wednesday Fesco and Dusty poll question. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury to be the next offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs? Very simple, yes or no. We're not tough here. We're very easy. Poll results in, 68.1% of you say yes.
Wow. Again, I think it's a name you know. You recognize the name. Mm. Recognizing a name doesn't mean it's the best.
Would this be a similar percentage with Kafka, Bieniemy, something like that?
We should try it every day this week just to see.
Let's do it. Screw it.
You text line people are just all about Hardee's.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But when was the last time you went? Because they're closed.
Somebody goes, Hardee's, more like hardly around.
What does this mean for Carl's Jr.?
Yeah. Somebody says Thick Burger was the goat.
That's what it was, the Thick Burger.
Somebody says the Frisco Burger. Somebody says it was Paris Hilton who was eating the sandwich.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Hell, yeah. Hardee's had good breakfast. No, they didn't. Stop.
When was the last time you breakfasted Hardee's? Seriously, I'd like to know. Text in the last time you went to Hardee's.
And this is Bob texting in the text line from the 816. No one cares until a place closes, in my opinion.
Exactly.
People bitch that haven't been in years. Hardee's was mid at best, overpriced.
Yes. Yes. Brilliant. Take the week.
Told you.
I can't believe that place closed. Oh, when was the last time you were there? 85, maybe?
Yeah. Mushroom and Swiss burger is what I think of.
They did. Yes. Yeah, that's good. Right. Mushroom Swiss burger. Yeah. So, honest to God, when was the last time? Yeah. The things got better. We were talking about it before. Like, you know, certain restaurants aren't in style anymore because people found things that are better than those restaurants, right? And Hardee's happens to just kind of, you know, fall into that category. I don't know if they're closing nationwide, but here they are, you know. They are
I mean, I know the one in Lee's Summit closed on 3rd. 3rd Street, that's gone. I noticed that the other day. Kind of like when I read that article about Jack in the Box is closed, and I started driving, I was like, wow, they are gone.
They are gone, yeah.
I mean, cleaned up shop. Speaking of Jack Caglione could be a key piece in this Royals team exceeding what they have as their over-under and wins this season, which is 81.5, so right around 500. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe it or not, 2 years in a row, they have finished above 500. So track record would say,
yep,
take it. I think this is a year for the Royals where I think last year was a kind of a learning curve, like maybe a little over-exalted on the what they thought the season was. They said, we were a playoff team. We're gonna be in the playoffs. And they weren't. And they were competitive somewhat most of the year, and then it fell short. Detroit, no surprise, your leader in the division. They have a loaded roster when you think. Riley Green finally figured out the age of 30. Spencer Torkelson, former number one pick. Riley Green was a top five pick. They've got McKinstry as well. Jonathan Jobe. They've got... obviously, Tarek Skubal, they're a good team. Their win total is at 86.5.
I think, you know, we talked about it earlier about that collapse, and the more that I've kind of thought about that collapse, because you would use the word, what did you say, historic collapse?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a sign, quite honestly, of what happens in sports a lot. Teams get bored in the regular season when they're out and they've got a big-time lead or they know they're going to the playoffs, and then they put it into cruise control, and it's hard to get it back when you put it in to cruise control. And people will say, see, that's the benefit of 162. I'll say, see, if you have a 100-game season, you don't have to worry about that. Mm. Everybody's playing high-intensity baseball all the time, because after the 100-game mark last year, let's be honest, how many high-intensity games were the Tigers playing for everybody to go out there and watch? Were they putting their best product out on the field for the fans? The answer to that question is probably no. How many of the best efforts are we getting over the course of 162? So if you shrink this thing down to 100 games a year, you're getting top-notch effort every single night, and you don't have to worry about, you know, these historic collapses of teams that are getting bored and just kind of playing through the motions to get to the postseason.
Yeah, and I think this is, again, like where the Royals are, unfortunately, as opposed to like the big, big teams like the LAs and the New Yorks and all that, is that where we say the Chiefs can't run it back, the Royals kind of have to run it back, especially when it comes to their pitching rotation. Like, I'm not saying that Noah Cameron has to go out there and be that guy again, but he can't take a huge step back.
Right.
You'd like to see Ryan Burger go out there and get more of an opportunity to show what he can do. Can Lugo get past what happened with fatigue? Mm-hmm. Did you learn from that? Like, maybe... instead of worrying about if Noah Cameron can make the sixth inning or not, maybe it's like, hey, let's backload Seth Lugo, because we saw what happened last year.
Right.
Michael Wacha's another year older. Can Cole Reagan stay healthy? There's a lot of ifs, but I will say, and I know I sound biased and a homer, but I will say, if those ifs hold up, you will see a team that will compete for a playoff spot. My opinion is, don't worry about the Central. Just get in.
That's right. Just get in the playoffs.
And
right?
I think that could happen if they can have these big ifs. And they are big ifs. I'm with you, Texan. I'm with you, listeners that have doubts and all this. But I have belief that Jack Caglione can figure it out. I have belief that Vinny can stay healthy, that Michael Massey is going to train in this offseason and be your second baseman. How many of you thought Michael Garcia was going to do what he did last year? And now he's solidified, locked in at third. Bobby's obviously the superstar at short.
You have the best left side of the infield in Major League Baseball, I think, right now, right?
You have an up-and-coming kid who played 20 games in Carter Jensen, who had a barrel rate up there with Shohei and Aaron Judge for the time that he was in.
Today's Shohei Day, by the way, on MLB Network.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Did he bet on it? And the thing about Jensen is small sample size, but there's promise in there that we haven't seen. There are a few unknowns, mm-hmm. and there are a few unprovens. And fortunately enough for baseball, you're in a division where you can get some garbage wins. I think the Twins are falling apart. I think Chicago is close, but they're not quite there yet.
Signing that third baseman that they got from Japan, who's a big-time bopper, that's a big sign for them. I like the over of 63.5 for the White Sox. You can start your retirement, I think, hitting the over on that one this year for the White Sox, because I do think they're going to be better than that number gives them credit for. But I don't think the Indians, and I don't think the Twins, you mentioned it, man. You want to talk about a team that's falling apart. I mean, that whole thing is a mess.
And that's where it is, right? You take care of those games, and then don't let Detroit just bully you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to win those other games around the league. Like, you've got to stay healthy, and you got to produce. And I know that sounds like a whole lot of a lot, but if Cags is that guy, and they add an outfield bat, then all of a sudden, like, you're looking at Lane Thomas as like a guy that's, hey, can you get out there and just kind of, you know, play a Sunday getaway game? Can you play a day-night doubleheader on one of the ends? Can you play a random Monday afternoon game? Because there is no more of the excitement of a Caglione. Now it's like, hey, buddy, you're seasoned. it's now or never. And if you can't do it this year, then we're going to lose a lot of faith that you can ever get it around. And I do trust that he will get there. Last year was his first year. You saw the power, but you saw too much of inconsistency. Vinny was healthy for the entire year, and you saw what he can do with a healthy year. Mikel Garcia figured things out. Bobby Witt Jr., if you can protect that middle of the lineup and you don't need Salvador Perez to be your savior in that lineup, your big-time power hitter, then you can see that. And then, obviously, if Cole Reagan stay healthy, you've got potentially a Cy Young candidate. You're starting at as your ace in your
staff. And you got your saves leader coming back, too, from, you know, the MLB saves leader is coming back. And looking back on that move, that happened because you weren't able to go out and get Santander, you know, two off seasons ago, right? And so you pivoted and you got a closer that turned out to be the leading saver, if you will, in Major League Baseball. So it proved out to be, you know, pretty good. And so, yeah, the Waka and Lugo ones for me in the rotation, a little bit of a question mark. I'm hoping they can last, you know, all season.
Bigger question mark, Waka and Lugo or Berger and Cameron?
Waka and Lugo for me, because the age, you know, it's up there. And we saw the way that they both kind of dissipated towards the end of the season. And last year, at least Lugo did anyway. So I'm hoping that they get rejuvenated, you know, this offseason, get that fountain of youth and they can find it. But I think you're right. I think you have to plan a little bit differently. We'll talk to Q tomorrow. Him and Chris will be in studio, his wife, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. We will hold his feet to the fire about how he plans to use Seth Lugo. You better be ready, Q, because the hard questions are coming tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to ask what he did with his new money. How much did his wife spend of it?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, I bought a really cool pair of New Balances.
Yeah.
And Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the other side, which is the better ad? Plus, college football is better, according to Bob Fesco on 96.5 The Fan. Your home, Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Gotta say, I love the text line when they agree with me. Said, get rid of Hardee's, but bring back Backyard Burger.
That's a good one. That's
exactly what I thought earlier.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
God, I miss Backyard Burger.
Such good fries. Such good everything.
They're the reason why I put mustard on a chili dog.
Chili dogs. On chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
I just got heartburn.
Tum to tum tum tums.
Eh.
No?
Eh. I use like whatever, you know, the little tiny pill. What do they call them? Pepsi
Viagra.
Or something. No, I don't know. Pepsid, I think, is what it
Pepsid
is.
Pepsid AC?
Yeah. You know, the generic.
Zantac 75.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I did that Pepto one time.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something about Pepto Bismol.
You ever want to get constipated? Take Pepto Bismol.
Or just eat cheese.
Black color. I mean, tar like.
Ah.
Yeah. So if you're ever
BBL stinky.
If you're ever looking, you know, in your life, which I don't know why you would. Yeah, I want to be constipated today. Slam some Pepto.
Dude, I love Backyard Burger.
I'll bind you up.
They had a good blackened chicken sandwich with coleslaw on it.
Yeah, that sounds really
it was
good.
So
yeah.
Good. There was nothing on that menu I hated. Great chicken tendies. Solid chili dog, great seasoned fries.
So why did they go out of business?
I think the guy just said, I'm done.
Did they go out during COVID, though? No, they didn't.
No, it was earlier than that, right?
Yeah. That's what, and this is a funny story. I've had Backyard Burger more recently than I've had Hardee's.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, dude. Straight
Backyard
up.
Burger's, what, got to be coming on 10 years gone.
Oh, got to be, yeah. But I don't.
I think the guy finally just was like, I'm done doing it. I think I just want to close
He just
up
moved
shop.
Away. That's
I
cool.
I think so.
Okay.
He retired on top. You know what I mean? Like, he went out on a blaze of glory, but God, it was bad.
You know, we've been back now 16 years, right? And the time has gotten so fast. I don't think I've been to Hardee's in that time. Hell, I don't know that I was in the Hardee's before.
What happens first?
yeah. The Royals, Binkley, or, you know.
Yeah. No. So, better ad. Because now the Royals and Brendan Donovan are connected.
That rumor's been kind of out there for a while, but nothing's moving, you know?
Do you want a better ad? Right field bat, So let me, okay, I'll just do this. I'll give you two names. Text line, feel free to chime in. 913-586-7965. Would you rather the Royals go get Cody Bellinger or the Chiefs go get Breece Hall?
Yeah, the Royals get Cody Bellinger.
Breece Hall. Give me Breece Hall.
Yeah, because you're not a baseball guy. Cody Bellinger makes this team a playoff team. Breece Hall gives you another piece. I still think you need more. I think for the Royals, they really are one player away, one bat away. The Chiefs are not. And that's weird to say, but the Chiefs are not one player away from becoming a Super Bowl team again. I think the Royals are one player away from being a legitimate contender.
They're a playoff team. You were just talking about them winning the division.
Who?
The Royals.
But they're a one player away from really being that contender. Dominating
That's
team.
Fair.
Yeah, being a contender. Being a playoff team, not necessarily a contender.
Would you rather make that jump from playoff to contender or from out of the playoffs to playoffs? Because that's what Breece Hall does to the Chiefs.
Yeah, playoff to contender. I want to win a world championship. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, flags fly forever, right? And so I think Cody Bellinger to
even
me.
Even the home one.
Yeah, even that one. I don't know if they took that one down.
Already?
Yeah, I think that only lasted a year. Once that vote failed, I think that was kind of like, ugh. Because the slogan that year was welcome to the city. 56% of the people said no thank you.
Stop it.
And now they're going to try to maybe possibly bypass a vote by putting it in 9-acre Washington Square Park.
Come on, baby.
We don't know what you're talking about. Where's the development going to go? How are you going to make yourself a better ball club?
Baby, come back.
But anyway, what were we talking about? You know, I just think the Royals right now are a really good contending team. A bat in that lineup like a Cody Bellinger makes them a legitimate playoff, not legitimate playoff, but a legitimate World Series contender. I do believe that. I think they are one bat away from being a team where, on paper, now you went through all the ifs, and I don't disagree with you at all on all of the ifs. I'm playing the other side of things, and all the ifs come true, and everything, you know, continues to move forward. Yeah, I think if you add a bat like Cody Bellinger, you can be a World Series team. I think the Chiefs need more help than that, because we talked about it yesterday. What position group do you think we should focus on? We named every one.
So do you want to hear Matt Grunt?
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall is the running back equivalent of signing Hollywood Brown when we got him.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's a nonsensical text. It doesn't make any sense. I have no idea what he's talking
about. Say that again?
Breece Hall is the equivalent of bringing in Hollywood Brown when we signed him.
No, not at all. No. I want Breece Hall here, but you asked what I think.
We had Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, Breece Hall's 24 years old, guys. Breece Hall's 24.
I'm on the team of we bring in Breece Hall more than you need a right field bat, because I am obviously a Cags homer. I think Cags has it. I think he will prove that.
Cags
and I
homer.
Think that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
And I think that you have to trust in that. Like, we haven't had that player. We haven't had this sort of like powerful, big time, big power prospect. Bobby Witt is an anomaly. He's a 5-star or 5-tool player, but never known for being like that guy in your lineup, like a 5-hole hitter where it's like, Cags is here.
Well, and it's even with Salvi, right? He's at 313 home runs or whatever it is. Or I remember maybe George is at 313 and he's at 3, whatever it is. Like, he's 10 home runs shy or whatever of passing George for the all-time leader in home runs in Royals history. And I don't even really consider Salvi a power hitter. You know, I don't look at him and go, that's a bopper right there. He's more of a gap type of guy for me, you know, can do anything really. Right.
And I think that if the Chiefs can get a running back, like a Breece Hall, I think that significantly improves them more than what a right field bat significantly improves the Royals. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think if you get Cody Bellinger, you might have your win prediction go from 81.5 to like 84.5. You get Breece Hall on the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you have a top 10 draft pick. You're going from, they went from 6-11 to they're back to being, it might go through Arrowhead again for the AFC Championship.
Well, but that's all well and good. But we're talking about like right now. If I have to make one addition, I think the one addition for either of these teams, and it said to you guys, what about Brendan Donovan from the Cardinals? Because I even think he makes the Royals better than Breece Hall does with the Chiefs. Because let's say Travis does step away. Who's your number one target next year?
Rashee Rice.
I mean, okay. That doesn't excite me.
1,300. I know. He's a really good wide receiver, too. He's the best wide receiver, too, in the NFL.
Okay, but he's two. You know?
I'm just saying that. It could be a one, but probably not.
But you still need, you know, a number one target, in my opinion.
I'm just going to say we're a year removed, Bob, from you telling us that you were hearing in the Chiefs organization that Rashee Rice could be the best wide receiver in Chiefs history.
And
so let's not all throw that all away.
But
three drops, by the way. Three drops.
No, I understand that, but it just the eye test just wasn't like there for me this year with Rashee Rice. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
with you.
Yeah,
who was it there for?
It wasn't there for anybody this year.
He played 10 games?
Yeah, I missed it. Yep. 10 games?
He didn't play in the last one.
Last one, maybe two. So, yeah, so 9, 10 games. Yeah.
So, drops, but, I mean, again, three's great.
Yeah.
Three's great. That's, from what we had.
And they were big drops, don't get me wrong. We remember
three
them.
Drops in a game.
Yes, exactly.
But, again, like, and this is the other thing, too, where I get kind of confused. Mac, maybe you agree, maybe Pop, maybe you do. I don't know. When people say, stop trying to overpay on a free agent running back when you can find guys in the fourth, fifth. That's fine. That's fine. If you went 12-5,
that's right.
If you went 13-4, you went 6-11, and this is an anomaly of a year. If you're the Chiefs, you've got to do something that might be an anomaly. You might need to go pay for a running back.
That's right.
Because you have to get out of this. And we said this earlier in the week. We said this last week. I'm okay missing the playoffs this year. I'm not okay missing the playoffs again.
Mm-hmm.
This season was a failure. You got an F on your grade card.
Did anybody give them higher than an F when we did
Rob gave him a D minus.
Why?
I don't know, because he's nice.
But it's nice.
But I, where I'm at in this is that you have to make drastic decisions. They have to be right. And I think Breece Hall is a guy that can be that. He's 24. He's in New York. And he still played his ass off for New York.
Well, that's the other thing, too. He played great all year and had nothing to play for.
Now, maybe he's doing that also to show, hey, I will do this for whoever wants to come get me.
And he's only 24.
And you're also coming off of a quarterback in your franchise who has never been hurt before, who just tore his ACL.
Yeah.
You need support back there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the Kansas City Royals, you have Garcia, Bobby, Carter, Vinny. I think Jack's going to be okay.
Jensen,
the Carter, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
They're all in there.
Yep.
And whereas the Chiefs, you know who your receivers are next year? It is Rice, Worthy, Royals. You know who your running backs are next year? Breshard Smith. You know who your tight end is next year? I don't.
How about your defensive line?
And your running back can make things happen, because what have we seen James Cook do for Josh Allen?
Can do a lot, but there's still more holes. Like, if they don't fix the defense too, you know?
For sure.
They need defensive line help. We got an update on Backyard Burger, by the way, from Tammy at the Westin. Yeah. He was older.
She wants me to take her there on a date?
No, it's closed. She said he was older when he started it, then retired, and the kids just wouldn't want him. So,
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Fair enough. Checks and leave.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He went out like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Great ending.
You know? See you later.
I wish I would have known. I'd have gone there 3 straight days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
God, I miss Backyard Burger. So, what if it's not Breece Hall? Is Allegier a name that you're okay spending money on?
I'm 100% full speed ahead on Breece Hall on this one. I feel like that is, and I'm not a free agent guy. You guys know that. I don't think signing free agents is the right way to use money. However, now we're coming off a 6-11 season. We also, what the big glaring weakness was, there's a logical fit out there that's 24 years old. He's going to command some money, about $10 million per year. On the open market, that's nothing.
Exactly.
It's not. It really, that's nothing. No. People are talking about, high running back money at $10.8 million a year. I'm like, that's nothing. I just feel like he is the perfect fit for this offense right now, both with age, both with ability, and what this team needs. That's why I would go with Breece Hall. I don't know that I'm interested like I am in him in any other free agent.
And you know how
back.
Like we've always said that Andy's stuff gets picked off the tree and people start to go and implicate it in their offense. Sometimes, guys, it's okay to recognize that somebody else does good things,
mm-hmm.
and you can try to copy that as well. Because if you're asking me to get hard, Breece Hall and Breshard Smith as your dual back running back,
that's
that I'm hard. What are we seeing in the NFL trending towards? Kenny Walker, Charbonnet, Montgomery, Gibbs, Allegier, Bijan Robinson, Breshard Smith, Breece Hall. I'll go have a cigarette.
Yeah, but we're not seeing it new. We're seeing it come back to where it was in 2010 and before that, where you had the double tandem of the running back. And people got pissed off when they were not giving the ball to Jamaal Charles and they were letting Thomas Jones run it. But that was brilliant. That was one of the best things, probably the only good thing, that Todd Haley really did was he knew how to use those running backs and split those carries to keep both of those guys fresh. And it's just like anything in life. It always comes back, to where we were. I mean, you go back to the days of the Giants when they first drafted Tiki Barber and they had him and Rodney Hampton and they thunder and lightning and they had two different running backs. And I know we're going in the way back machine, but that's when you're successful, when you have multiple options at that running back spot. Look at what the Chiefs did with Ware and West. I mean, like, they had those two guys. You didn't know who they were, but man, you had two of them and they gave you what you needed at that running back position. And so I love it. I would love that Breece Hall and Breshard Smith here and kind of have that duo and that two-headed tandem. But the way to utilize them is a 50-50 split, and I know people will be pissed because they'll draft Breece Hall in their fantasy league or bet him to hit the over every game and he's not going to do something like that, but he's going to be a really great piece to what this offense can do. And to me, the Breece Hall is not necessarily also about the production. It's the ability to say to the defense, we have a legit man back here that we're going to potentially hand the ball to. You have to take that seriously. Nobody's had to take the run game seriously for 32 games here in Kansas City, right? Now, all of a sudden, you line up Breece Hall in the backfield. Whether you utilize him or not, you still have to respect him, and you become less predictable because you have him back
there.
And see
the people talking out of both sides of their mouth that say, I don't want a running back. Andy and Pat won't adjust. I remind you again, Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL, and Andy Reid finished 6-11. Or whatever it was. Yeah, 6-11.
He scored 8 points a game. They had one touchdown without Patrick Mahomes.
You've got to change. And if you trust they're going to change, I think you have to trust that they're going to try to do new things. You have to. So it can't be they're not going to run the ball. I don't want to sign a running back. But yet this team needs to change its ways, because if they're going to change their ways, somebody like that is going to do that. They ran the ball with Kareem Hunt when he led the league in rushing with 1,300 yards rushing. They did that. Mm-hmm. And they threw to their running back when they did that. And I'm sorry to tell you this, that was the best offense the Chiefs have ever had under Andy Reid.
What year
and Patrick
was that,
Mahomes.
2018? That was Patrick's first year, right? As the starter.
Damian Williams should have won Super Bowl MVP, right? Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That's a running back. Like Andy Reid uses running backs. That trope, that little theory, that is wrong to me. And if you have prime Tyreek Hill, prime Travis Kelce, prime Sammy Watkins with a great offensive line and Patrick Mahomes, yeah, I'd pass the ball a little bit more too. So I don't want to talk about that. This is a different situation.
But that was
with
set up for that. I don't have, yeah.
That's an air raid offense. So yeah, of course he's not running the ball. You'd be an idiot. You'd be mad at him if he ran the ball back
then,
absolutely,
right? Absolutely, because he ran the plays that were sufficient to his offense at that time. The problem is he's still trying to run those plays that aren't sufficient to this offense at this time.
Absolutely, and he, just like all of us, didn't read the room right? All of us were, text line included, guys, we were excited about this wide receiving core. We were excited about this young draft class. We were pumped about this offense. They were back.
Yep.
So Andy Reid trying to do what he was doing again, it makes sense to us. Now, in hindsight, right, he's going to shift, and he can because he has for 20-plus damn years.
And you have to trust that he will.
Yes.
Sorry the last 2 years have not proven that, but maybe that was the wake-up call he needed.
Well, my kid's not going to eat his veggies, so I'm not giving him broccoli. It's like, no, dude, come on.
It's like telling myself, man, I really need to lose weight. And you wake up in the morning like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to do it. And then you finally you get on the scale and you're like, whoa, okay, now we're doing it. Like, I have to do this. I can't see that number ever again. I can't see 6-11 ever again. I can't watch other teams go into a playoff where I think if we had the right system and the right personnel, we would destroy this playoff field. I can't see that again. And sometimes missing out makes you never want to miss again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes the biggest motivator is having nothing, right? And you have to work your way back up. Right now, the Chiefs don't have anything. There can be a lot of noon games on the schedule.
What happened in 14 when the fireworks went off? And everybody had Arrowheads going,
damn,
that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we want to do that.
Three years later, Arrowhead ran out of fireworks.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And so this needs to be that same type of offseason where you say, all right, we need to reinvent. And look, and I think they will. We're having all of these hard conversations, but at the end of the day, I think we all believe that they are going to do what's necessary. I mean, I laid out the plan that they're going to be following this offseason, and one of those things was to get a running back before the draft, whether it be free agency, whether it be trade. They know that they need a running back. They know they need two defensive tackles and a defensive end. They know they need all these things. And for the last 10 years, other than this year, they've done everything that they've needed to do. And we've seen this team come off losses in the Super Bowl and absolutely go scorched earth in the offseason. That's probably going to happen again this offseason because they're not coming off a Super Bowl loss this time or an AFC championship game loss. They're coming off a 6-11 type of season. I do believe the earth will be scorched by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Speaking of scorched earth, you like the free market system.
I do. I love it. Mac, you like it? You
Mac hates it.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, he hates it to a certain degree.
There's too much of it. There needs to be more rules. I do like the idea that these guys get to make decisions and have some freedom and choose what's best for them. That makes sense.
Yeah, Gary Danielson, who's now retired as the lead announcer on CBS, was on, I think, with Rich Eisen yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, this day and age of college sports and how the free market system has helped college sports, and he's right about that. You know, like with the transfer portal and what we're kind of seeing right now, Miami was able to get back to the top. Indiana's been able to get back up there. Gary Danielson said he was asked to, you know, like list the the best teams in college football a couple of years ago, and he said he got out an almanac or whatever it was, like this one, I guess. He found Biff's almanac from like when he was a freshman in college and looked at the top 10 teams, and he said 8 of the 10 were the same as in 2020, you know? And that's a problem. You know, when he went to college in the 50s or whatever it is, and the same top 10 teams over and over and over again, this free market system has allowed and given opportunity to everybody to go out there and do great things in college football. And for me, it's really gotten me back into it. I like the drama of what's going on in college football.
Yeah, I think the drama is good. There are pros from it. But then there's like this. So like Chase Daniel quote tweeted this guy last night. So Lane Kiffin, Whit Weeks, and the new the former Arizona State quarterback, Sam Leavitt, were at the LSU basketball game courtside, all sitting together, right? He just transferred to LSU to be their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Daniel quote tweets it. So one of the better QBs in the Porter, Damond Williams, committed back to Washington a few days ago and signed papers for $4 million a year. Then tonight announces he's entering the portal. LSU is considered the landing spot for $6 million a year, and this is all going on while stud QB Sam Leavitt is at a basketball game right beside Lane Kiffin. I just think it's broken, man. I just think the sport's broken. We need more rules. There are positives, there are pros, but that is not okay.
But that's just like quarterbacks and free agency, or not. Let's say quarterback, but let's say running back and free agency. You know, you sign, you think you're the guy, then they sign somebody better. And you're like, damn, where did that come from? They're creating competition. Like, it doesn't sound altruistic from a college standpoint, but we have to stop looking at college as a college anymore.
The difference is, though, that quarterback who's leaving, I mean, this is from Chase Daniel's tweet. I mean, he said he signed papers. The difference in the NFL is if you signed papers, sorry, that's it.
Yeah, but you still have a job.
But you made a commitment to that team is my point. You signed papers for a team. If he signed papers for $4 million a year, now it's like, I get six.
From that, I see what you're saying. Like, yeah. he signed the paper, like, signed the deal.
Yeah, if he signed,
you should be beholden to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I mean, I'm on both sides. Yeah. Like, it's electric, but it's also dangerously electric.
Yeah.
Where it's like, man, this is cool, but man, if one thing leads to another, we could lose total control. And it's like almost the chaos theory. Right. If you ever go back and watch Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum, Dr. Ian Malcolm's chaos theory. Like, it's just some things can't be messed with. And if they are tampered with or messed with, then you will see uncontrollable chaos. And there is a little bit of that. You're seeing a little bit of it in college basketball. Guys going to the G League, coming back, and you're like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, there are certain things. Like, once you step out, you're out.
You're done.
You don't go to the G League.
But that loophole is available.
I know it is.
And that's part of the chaotic theory that is in there. Shout out Dr. Ian Malcolm. Let me ask you guys a real quick question. If the Bills lose, is only McDermott's job gone? Or is Brandon Bean gone?
No, I think you keep the GM. He's assembled a pretty good team for a long period of time.
Right?
Yeah.
DA has this tweet. If I'm Brandon Bean with the Bills, I tell John Harbaugh, don't sign anything until Sunday.
Mm. If I'm a lot of teams in the playoffs.
That tells me that McDermott's out. If I read that tweet out loud and I'm thinking to myself, that tells me.
Now, that's his opinion.
I get it, but I'm saying from that perspective, that gives me more of, it has to be more than an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
You got to get to San Francisco.
Ooh. Only stadium Josh Allen hasn't played at. Yeah. Levi's Stadium in San Francisco.
Yeah, never played regular season or postseason.
Or postseason in Levi's, yes.
Was it Levis?
I think not. Yeah, Levis, my fault.
Well, Levis
they don't
stadium.
Eat mayonnaise in San Francisco. They eat aioli.
Eventually, though, Harbaugh's going to say, I
got to decide.
Yeah.
But, man, Harbaugh with the Bills, that would be crazy. I would get rid of Bean if I were them, Dusty, but I don't think they will.
The Harbaugh availability, obviously, is duh, but it changes everybody's coaching standpoint right now. Literally everybody in the league and all the open jobs as well, because all of a sudden Tennessee's like, well, Harbaugh, maybe we can interview him and see where he, now I don't know that he takes that
Nagy's
that
like,
job.
Son of a
right. Or if you're Mike McCarthy, maybe you thought you were going to be able to get the Giant job and now Harbaugh's available. Yep. And so or if you're a team like Miami and you haven't fired your coach, or Buffalo or whoever, and you're thinking, man, maybe Harbaugh's the answer for us right now. But is Harbaugh any different than Sean McDermott? I know he has the one Super Bowl, but that was 2012. This is 2026 now, okay? That's 14 years ago that he won the Super Bowl. Is he any different from Sean McDermott?
Actually really like that take. I like that question. It's fair. If you look at the playoff losses, it's similar to McDermott.
Yeah.
It's abandoning who you are. It's for it's making stupid decisions. It's
running into Mahomes.
Yeah, it's exactly. Fumbling. Yeah, you're like, damn, why did you only run the ball four times in the second half when that was your whole identity? Yeah, I don't hate it.
Did you see that hilarious ass picture that had the final field goal attempt?
Oh, yeah.
Tomlin's job is fired. He's in the middle. Harbaugh fired to both sides.
Either side, yeah.
Yeesh. Coming up next, a new documentary is out. Plus, there's a debate to be had about pizza here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I got a date for you, Dusty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got to continue this update. Tammy is willing to take you out on a date from the Westin, but you're going to go to the bowling alley in Liberty and get the 300 burger because she says there's nothing better on the planet than the 300 burger at the Liberty Bowling Alley. I told you that Liberty Bowling Alley is sneaky good. I haven't been there, but there are two things that people in the Northland talk about. Mm-hmm. The Liberty Bowling Alley and Innitub.
Ugh.
Heard a lot about Innitub.
I don't know if I can do the powder cheese.
I've never had Innitub.
Me either.
I've never done it. I've passed it every year I go to St. Joe, and I'm like, oh, there's Wachowski's Palace. That's what he always loved. And then I'm just always like, ugh. And then we actually talked about my buddies. We were in the garage, and I was like, have you guys ever been to Innitub? And my buddy's like, oh, yeah, the powdered cheese is great. Like, chalks up on the top of your mouth. And then I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Like, that's what you're
no, I don't like that.
Hey, different folks, different strokes, whatever you like.
But essentially, the powdered cheese, from what I understand, is just the macaroni and cheese powder that they put on there.
Oh, what?
Like the Easy Mac powder.
Yeah. Just the powder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's their thing. It's
like the deep fried shell, meat, cheese, lettuce, and then they put the powdered cheese on top.
Yeah. All right.
It's a North, but everybody in the Northland, they rave about In-N-Out. In a tub. And this bowling alley in Liberty. Like, okay. I've heard Binkley tell me about this Liberty Bowling Alley burger. I'm not kidding you for the better part of a decade and a half.
I told you, Summit Lanes in Lee's Summit, one of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had in my life. And I've had a lot of cheeseburgers. Town Topic, better. Johnny Ray's, Thai.
Mm.
Culver's, Freddy's. It's Summit Lanes.
That place in Omaha?
That was good. I forget what it's called, like 31 block.
Yeah, you were
like that.
You were like, yeah, it was good.
Where Gold got a grilled cheese. Straight up.
But Mac, you would have got a grilled cheese, though.
Oh, come on, no.
You just said you don't like burgers out, though.
That's because of my stomach, brother. I love, niche. I'll eat anything.
But I think if they're niche, right? Like, I won't get a steak out.
Yeah,
but if I go to, like, 801 or if I go to, like, Capital Grill or whatever, I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, I'll take the
I'm the guy trying something new every time I'm somewhere, you know. I'll eat anything. But, yeah, this is for some reason, burger out at a restaurant, yeah, I don't know, man.
It's not working for you right
not
now.
Not working.
So Tammy wants me to take her to the tub?
No, the bowling alley in Liberty.
I was hoping she wouldn't take it back.
No, the bowling alley.
Hey,
you guys can
there we
have
go.
The bowl. I'll go eat at the bowling alley. I ain't putting my hands in that ball, though. I was telling some of the kids over break how dirty those bowling balls are. They all agree. I mean, these people go to the bathroom. They don't wash their hands. They lick their fingers. They eat food. They stick their fingers in those holes. And then you're going to go out there and you're going to stick your fingers in those holes where people who just pooped put their fingers? No. I'm not even – the shoes don't bother me at all. The ball.
Shout out Unks and Johnny Ray's. Yeah, Johnny Ray's is great. It's great. No, I give it all the credit in the world. Liberty Bowl from B-Dub, legit.
Of course, B-Dub's been there.
Let me tell you about the burger in Liberty, guys.
I'll tell you what, man.
In a tub, hard pass.
Yeah. A lot of people in Texas, In a tub is bomb. In a tub is great.
Are they from 816, though? Like,
yes.
Okay, because, again, the Northland loves it. It's their thing. That's fine. I haven't had it. I can't judge. But everybody in the Northland loves Innitub.
How about this? 816, Innitub, burrito with everything on it. Chili cheese, sauce, and lettuce and onion.
Oh my
God.
Well, if you ever have to take Pepto-Bismol, yeah, that'll clear it.
I mean, I'm taking that to cure the Pepto, you know, backup.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
Somebody from the 816, that Liberty at that burger at Liberty Bowl is absolute fire.
Everybody, like, you bring up the Liberty Bowl burger to people, and they lose their minds over this thing.
Somebody says, In a tub is meh, but the 300 burger is great. All right, Tammy.
There you go.
Just make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Men's wieners. Whoa, dude.
That's not...
So will you watch this new Chevy Chase documentary?
I did yesterday. Yeah.
You enjoyed
it?
Really?
I watched it all? Yeah, I did. It was only 97 minutes.
Okay.
And I was, you know, on X or whatever, Variety magazine had a tweet about him.
It's almost like a little bit over an hour and a half.
Yeah, a little bit. Not more. A lot much more. But, like, they had this clip of him, you know. Have you guys seen the viral clip that's gone on with Chevy Chase, by the way, where he, like, the producer of the show says, I'm trying to figure you out. And he says, no bleep. And he goes, you won't. And she says, why? And he goes, well, you're not smart enough.
Okay.
But that's where they leave the, you know, the clip out there. And he goes on to say, nobody's smart enough. I'm a very complex individual and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm like, all right, I'll give this a watch. And so I dialed it up on the box and I'm sitting there watching this thing and he's opening fan mail, right? And which I thought was really cool to see him do. And he's signing everything that people are asking for. And I'm like, he's got this aura and this reputation of being a jerk. Right. And he really does. And ultimately, do I think he's a jerk? Dusty, I think he's a lot like you and I think he's a very introverted type of guy that just kind of wants to be himself. And sometimes if you're not the same guy,
I'm an extreme extrovert.
Are you?
I would think so.
At times I can see that, but at times I can see you kind of, you know, being into yourself, not into yourself, but you know what I'm saying?
Like introverted. I'm into myself. Just ask the text line.
And cause I am, I mean, I am a very introverted individual. And so I'm watching this Chevy Chase thing and I'm looking at that. And I'm going, for years, people mistake people who don't talk and aren't the same as they perceive him as Clark Griswold all the time, right? This fun-loving guy. And that's an act. That's his job. That's what he's doing up there. And if he doesn't perform like Clark Griswold, everybody says he's a jerk. Now, has he done things over the years? You bet. He hasn't been the greatest person out there, and I'm not here to defend him. But I thought it was a really good watch for 97 minutes to kind of get into who this guy really is. And so he's opening all this fan mail, and one of them is an invite for him to a fan's wedding, right?
I think he's got it, right? You have it back?
Well, I've got the interview, the viral moment that you're talking about.
You can play the viral one there for a second. Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure you out.
No. It's not going to be easy for you.
Why is it not going to be easy?
You're not bright enough. How's that?
Whoa.
Well, you asked. I know you're not going to put that on the air, and I hope not. But my answer is, I'm complex, and I'm deep, and I can be hurt easily, and I react spontaneously to people who want to figure me out, as it were, as somebody who will hold up my guard. I'm not going to let anybody figure me out, per se.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that answer. He wasn't, but that's the way social media works, right? It's like, oh, this guy's a jerk for what he said, and then you hear the whole context of it, and I'm listening to him, and I'm like, I get it. I totally understand who this guy is. Like,
he's
it hit home
walls.
For me. Yeah, because you have to have walls. You don't know if people want to come in and be your friend or if people are trying to use you. And I can't imagine what it's like to be a guy like Chevy Chase having to wonder that all the time. Do these people like me or are they trying to use me? And so he's put up these walls.
Am I wrong to think that he created that himself?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Because he told Lorne Michaels on the first season of Saturday Night Live that I am done. This is going to be a failed product, and I have no interest in doing this moving forward.
Yeah. And he never signed a contract for Saturday Night Live.
There is evidence from Caddyshack. The first scene shot in Caddyshack was the scene where he goes into Bill Murray's den. And they did that so that neither one were on set the rest of the film.
Well, they had like a meet and greet with those guys right after the movie, and him and Bill Murray got into the, like, yeah, and they're all the actors are sitting there, like Rodney Dangerfield sitting there going, I get no respect. And, you know, like everybody's sitting there going, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on. And there was a nut, like, he wasn't great on that show Community, you know, and there was kind of conversations on, I think it was the Community show, where they said they would film all his scenes by himself and then everybody else would come to work because he was hard to work with and not somebody to be around.
I'm pretty sure I've read Beverly Jangelo said that she did not enjoy working with him on the set of the
vacation.
She
was different on the documentary, though. She goes, him and I had a great chemistry, and she really talked him up on there.
Well, you might have a chemistry, but you could still not enjoy
each other.
Yeah, but
she didn't mention really any of that. That's, I think. So somebody sent him a wedding invitation and invited him to their wedding. Are you going to do that? I'd love to know who's the one famous person you want to invite to your wedding and send that invitation to.
I have an idea.
Who is it?
Tom DeLonge.
That was one of the first names that came to my mind.
Because he could perform.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Give a speech.
Oh, that'd be a Max, so cool, man. Yeah, it'd be something like that. Yeah.
You guys should get married and enjoy aliens, and you're all spirits.
He could perform next to Brock in the old number fives. Yep. That'd be great. Bill Murray's actually one of the first names that came
around
because it was one of the first stars that I loved and grew up with. Okay. And What About Bob is like one of my favorite movies. And so,
can I ask you a question, guys? Because I saw that Zach Bryan got married over the weekend in Spain on New Year's Eve.
España.
Mm-hmm. People are giving him a bunch of crap because he sang at his own wedding. And the song he sang is a Bruce Springsteen cover of Tougher Than the Rest. I don't know if you've ever heard this mm-hmm. song. Chris Ledoux did it as well. Great rendition of that song, but it's called Tougher Than the Rest. It's on Tunnel of Love, Bruce Springsteen's like 80s album that has a Tunnel of Love.
That was an 80s album.
Big time 80s. And when you hear that and everyone's like, oh, I can't believe this egotistical maniac went and sang at his own wedding. He sang a song to his wife.
I was going to say, if he sang, my wife artist. Sang to me at our wedding. I thought that was nice.
And you'd be really
song,
sweet.
And you see, you play the song Tougher Than the Rest. Well, if you're ready for love, honey, great song. And he sang it on the piano and dedicated to her. And people,
it's my wedding. Get bent.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, people get mad at literally everything.
Mac isn't his wedding. Sing Stay Together for the Kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll come to your wedding. I'll be like Steve Buscemi and Wedding Singer. Have you seen that movie?
I don't know if I have.
One of the greatest scenes in that movie.
So good.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If a slice of pizza had legs and could walk, would the crust be at the top or the bottom?
I think the bottom. I really do. I think at the bottom.
Yeah, it's firm.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a big debate yesterday.
So the top of the pizza is the crust and the bottom is the legs?
The legs are attached to the crust on the bottom.
Yes.
Like the pizza would be facing up like a triangle up into the night, not down.
Too sober for this conversation.
and so where do you think the legs of the pizza should be?
I agree. Yeah, I want that sturdy, stable foundation with the crust.
I think if you flipped it around and put the legs on the pointed piece of the pizza, it wouldn't be strong enough. And the crust would fall it right over on top. Like it would fold the wrong way.
I feel like if the pizza is a male, the point's at between the legs. And if it's a female, it's the crust.
That's a great way to do it because I had a teacher in high school, Mr. Tyroler, who actually flew in class. It was unbelievable. And so he always used to say, how do you differentiate my stick figures between a boy and a girl, right?
Mm.
And you guys are looking at me like, oh my God, is this some 90s reference that is going to be bad? And he goes,
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you differentiate in stick figures between a boy and a girl, and I do this to this day. The girl has hair. Like, what's the little squiggly little, yes. thing, right? That was physics class. I remember the man flew, and a girl stick figure had hair. Ask me anything else about the class.
That's great.
Mm. Coming up next, we're going to talk about college basketball, because last night it was electric. I'll tell you why here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.